This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star.
You know, I ended the last segment with something I'm going to start this segment with because I now have convinced myself it's the number one news story in America. At least for me it is. For Wayne Root it is. That the Catholic Church let a priest rat out this beautiful woman for not wearing a mask in the middle of her sermon, in the middle of her service, church service. And I think every Catholic in America should this Sunday say, I'm not going to church. And I'm not giving any more money until the day you fire, terminate this priest, and send him out of the country. First of all, what kind of priest rats out his own parishioner? Let's start with that. As I said in the last hour, has any Catholic priest ever ratted out an illegal alien? Not to my knowledge, ever. They protect them. They shield them. They make the church a sanctuary for a criminal. But a pregnant woman, not just a woman, a pregnant woman wearing a mask, holding a one-year-old child. Do you know what it's like? You know, I have four kids. I remember what it's like for a mother to hold one child and another baby on the way, and the child is bothering him, and the child saying, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. It's a mess. And, you know, you should be thrilled. This woman goes to church. You'd rat her out to the police? As far as I'm concerned, that's it. If I was Catholic, I would never go to church again till this priest is admonished, this priest is forced to apologize, and leave the country. Get out of my country. You're not American. You don't rat out illegal aliens. You don't rat out perverts. When does the church ever rat out perverts? Remember, the Catholic Church is the one that knew that priests were molesting little altar boys and move them on to the next parish. That's the biggest sin I've ever heard of in my life outside of the Holocaust and Nazi Germany and Hitler. The single worst sin I've ever heard in my life is a man of God molesting a young boy, altar boy, who thinks that you are a representative of God and molesting him. Church moves him to the next parish rather than turn him into the police and lets him do it again. That's what the Catholic Church did for years and years and years. And now you think not wearing a mask is a crime that should result in a priest calling the police to arrest a pregnant woman? Someone's got to take a stand somewhere. Someone's got to say, I'm not going to Catholic Church anymore, and I'm going to let my church know that unless this situation is rectified in Dallas, I'm done with the Catholic Church, and I'm not giving you another dime, and I'll never be at your services on Sunday morning. And you know what? If your answer is, well, that was in Dallas, I'm in Vegas, I like my priest, I like my parish, I like my church, well, then you're making a big mistake. But okay, if that's your answer, then everyone in Dallas and Fort Worth has to never again go to church until the church capitulates, gets down on their knees, and apologizes and begs for forgiveness and sends this priest back to Rome. Get out of my country. You don't have a right to walk in my country's dirt that I walk on. A young Catholic mother pregnant. Deidre Harrison, a young Catholic mother pregnant with a one-year-old, was arrested during Holy Mass for not wearing a mask in Dallas, Texas, at Holy Trinity Church. She was kneeling down and holding her baby when the police officer said she needed to leave the mask. When Deidre continued to kneel and pray, the police officer grabbed her arm and tried to lift her and drag her out of the church. Who are these police officers? I've been pro-cop my whole life. Let's see you touch a pregnant wife of mine because she's not wearing a mask. You cowards. You lousy cowards. You're not even men. You must be transsexual police officers. It must be the Dallas police must be hiring trannies. They tried to lift her and drag her out of the church, and the officer told her she was trespassing by attending mass without a mask. And she later found out the main pastor ratted her out. The usher was in the background screaming, "Lock her up!" The police officer then asked for her ID and told her she was going to be arrested. She was told to never come back to this Catholic church again. Sick. Sick Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas, and the pastor is Father Milton Ryan. Father Milton Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas. I want every one of my people, every fan of Wayne Rude, to call up Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas, and let Father Milton Ryan know what you think. Let the church know what you think about arresting parishioners. Have you ever ratted out an illegal alien in the history of the Catholic Church? No. Have you ever ratted out a child molester? No. You let perverts in the ranks of your priests who are having sex with altar boys. But you don't like a woman who's got a mask, who doesn't have a mask on, who's got a one-year-old and a baby in the oven? Are you kidding me? Now I move to the next story. Dallas Diocese defends parish after pregnant woman is removed from the church. So I just got this an hour ago and haven't had a chance to read it yet. So I want to see what the church claims. What the church claims. Update. The Dallas Diocese is defending the removal of a pregnant woman with a one-year-old child from Mass. Once outside, Harrison said the usher ran to her car and took photos of her license plate as police were taking her information. She was also issued a ticket for trespassing. Holy Trinity, which serves the uptown community near Oak Lawn and Lemon Avenue, responded on March 29, 2 weeks after the incident, and 2 days after Marshall shared the interview on YouTube. In it, they state Hairston, that's the pregnant woman with the one-year-old, wasn't arrested or ticketed, merely issued a trespass warning. They said the pastor of the parish has required masks at Mass out of concern for the health and welfare of the entire congregation. Hairston and her husband say that isn't true. They say it wasn't required, only encouraged. Furthermore, the church expects the faithful to wear masks out of charity and concern for others, the church said. The diocese is looking into details regarding the incident and said recognizing this pandemic has been stressful for everyone. An increase in patience and charity is necessary during these days. Really? You know what I think? I think it's time to kick this guy out of the church. You're done. Any priest that would call the police on their own parishioner for not wearing a mask is a dirty, no-good bum. Father Milton Ryan is a dirty, no-good bum who has no idea what America's about. Not a clue about freedom. Not a clue about personal freedom. Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas. We have a pastor on the phone, you said? Okay, what's his first name? Eric. All right, Eric, you're a pastor in Connecticut. Let's hear your response, Eric. You're on with Wayne Alan Root. How are you? How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir. Let me tell you, first and foremost, as a man of God and a servant of God, I find what that man did absolutely, completely repugnant.
I expect nothing else from you. I knew you were going to say that, because what priest would do that to his own parishioner?
Absolutely. Just because you didn't have a Fauci flag on, that's why I call those masks. I call them Fauci flags, because we're swearing our allegiance to the United States of freaking Fauci.
Yeah.
I call it a diaper
because, yeah, you know what? You're sticking something on your mouth that's filthy, that you've breathed into all day, that you've coughed into all day, that you've sneezed into all day. Food you ate is now on it. It's disgusting. It's wrong. It's making people sick. All the states that have the masks are the ones where everybody's sick. But I've never been an anti-mask guy. That's not what my show's even about. But to throw someone out of church and have them arrested?
Here's the thing. Wayne, you said that she had a young child with her, and she was carrying one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said this. Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. This priest prevented these children from coming to Christ. What kind of memory are these children going to have of the church and of God when its supposed representatives are banning them because the woman didn't wear a stupid mask? I mean, maybe she was trying to get her 1-year-old out the door. Maybe she was having a tough day. Maybe she accidentally forgot the silly thing in her car.
Maybe your kid grabbed that out of her hands. Maybe her little 1-year-old grabbed it. Who knows? Hey, you know what, Pastor? Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Remember when Mark Cuban of the Dallas Mavericks made the decision that no more national anthem? No more anthem at all? Well, I predicted the next morning the NBA would get 1 million phone calls, and the NBA immediately backed off and said, we're always playing the national anthem, and you're always standing. So, see, we have an effect. I'm telling you, if millions of Catholics call their church and let them know I'm withholding money from now on, I'm telling you, we will bring them to their knees over an incident like this, over a mask. How dare you? God doesn't wear a mask. Did Jesus wear a mask? You think God wants you to tell parishioners they don't wear a mask? They're not welcome in church anymore? You'll have them arrested for trespassing? My God, you should be glad someone still goes to church. Be glad someone loves God and loves the Catholic Church. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of 6 things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the founders and owners of Energized Health, regular guests on my show. They share their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. There's no other way to say it that I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. That's fat inside your body that surrounds your, you know, your lungs and your heart and your kidneys. Inner body fat is dangerous fat, bad fat, causes disease fat. And it's gone. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle and I look fantastic. And it's not like I say this stuff. I put out the pictures. Go to my social media. Go to Facebook. Go to Parler. Go to all the places where I have social media. You'll see the photos of me. In the gym, it's unbelievable. Remember, I'm 60 years old on my next birthday, this July. In just, April, May, June, July, 4 months. In less than 4 months, in 3.5 months, I will be 60 years old. And I got a body like when I was 18 years old playing football as a monster back, as a strong safety in my high school days. It's impossible. And yet they did it for me. They chiseled my body without a lot of work. There was not a lot of work. There was no extreme exercise of any kind, no painful exercise of any kind. And it wasn't like a stringent diet. And you supercharge your energy and you boost your immune system, and everywhere I go, people say, "Wow, you look years younger. What have you done, Wayne?" Don't take my word for it. Go to Energized Health. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And for all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. Click on the red button that says "Watch the Masterclass." It's free, and you'll learn about the system, or cut to the chase and call right now, because you know you want to join. You know you want to look the best of your life with summer coming up. 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and tell them you're a fan of the Wayne Allen Root Show, and you get 40% off. 40% off, just about half off. 888-444-8895. or energizedhealth.com. So I just finished telling you about that outrage of that pastor in Dallas, Milton Ryan. And guess what? Dennis, one of my fans, went and he says, I'm Catholic and I totally agree with you. And he went and found the actual email address for Father Milton Ryan, the pastor in Dallas of Trinity Church, who ratted out his own parishioner over a mask. A pregnant woman with a one-year-old baby. Maybe you should stick to worrying about child molesters and perverts and pedophiles and illegal immigrants who are criminals. Not a pregnant woman with a one-year-old for not wearing a mask. You didn't just kick her out of your church, which is disgusting and embarrassing. You had her arrested, ticketed for trespassing, and told to never come back? You're all nuts. You're all nuts. You're all Stepford Wives. You've been brainwashed by communists. So he found, Dennis found his email address. Here it is. Get ready. Get your pens out. Everybody, make sure you write to M. Ryan, R-Y-A-N, for Milton Ryan. M. Ryan, R-H-A-N, excuse me, R-Y-A-N, excuse me. M. R-Y-A-N, Ryan, H-T-C-C-D dot O-R-G. So M. Ryan, H-T-C-C-D dot O-R-G. M. Ryan, R-H-A, why do I keep saying H? M-R-Y-A-N, oh, that's why, there's an H here, H-T-C-C-D dot org, okay? M. Ryan, H-T-C-C-D, C-C-D dot org. Father Milton Ryan, R-Y-A-N, M. Ryan, R-Y-A-N, H-T-C-C-D, C-C-D dot O-R-G. Let him know what you think as a Catholic. I hope all of you writing are Catholics. What you think of the disgraceful actions of ratting out a parishioner, calling the police on a parishioner. Not a parishioner who's raping or molesting somebody, but a pregnant woman who isn't wearing a mask. Oh my God, she's a murderer! Good example of how our society has lost its way. Just awful. Priests are now rats. Rats. And they're not ratting out drug dealers. They're not ratting out murderers. They're not ratting out somebody who stole from the Catholic Church. They're ratting out someone who's not wearing a mask. How could this be happening? These priests are Nazis. I'm a Jew. I can say that. They're Nazis. This is something that would happen in Nazi Germany. I want to cry for America. I want to cry for this woman. I want to cry for the Catholic Church, how wrong they are. What a sin this is. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Father Milton Ryan, give them a piece of your mind. Let your Catholic Church know. You no more money till they rectify this situation. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Morgan, the former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection under former President Trump, says about 30,000 people who entered the country illegally via Mexico have been released by federal officials into the country since January amid a surge of people being held in detention centers. Oscar Escamilla is the acting executive officer of the U.S. Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley.
The capacity for this location for COVID purposes is 250. For previous to COVID, the total capacity was 1,000. But I'm holding, like I said, you know, we're holding over 4,100 subjects in this location alone. So you do the math. We're way over capacity. We're like 700% over capacity.
The NFL will have a 17-game season this year. Owners approving the change to add the game starting next year. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know, we do all this stuff live and unfiltered and raw and unfiltered and, you know, second by second with it. Everybody a minute ago, to reach this Father Milton Ryan. It's going to come back to you. I gave you the wrong address. Well, I got it from Dennis who gave me the wrong address. It's missing an at. So here is the official address. It's Father Milton Ryan. Father Milton Ryan. He's a pastor. The church is, what was it, the Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas? It is the Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas. And his email is M. Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at htccd.org. M. Ryan at, we left out the at, of course. I didn't think about it. I'm live on the air, and I didn't even give it a thought. M. Ryan at htccd.org, and that must be Holy Trinity, and then CC, what would CC stand for? Catholic Church, and then D. Dallas, I guess, right? Holy Trinity Catholic Church, Dallas.org. There we go. That would explain everything. M. Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at htccd.org. There is the correct address. Okay, now you've got it. I hope everybody contacts Father Milton Ryan. If you weren't with us, you didn't hear my raving rants because I just get so mad. My blood pressure goes through the roof, and I cannot contain myself. It's one of the angriest I've ever been on the air in my entire life. Catholic priest who rats out his own parishioner, disgusting, and rats out a woman, a pregnant woman with a one-year-old baby, one-year-old child, because she's not wearing a mask, and calls the police, and has her arrested and ticketed for trespassing, and the police grab her by the arm and try and carry her out of the church, and they demand her ID, and that then the people at the church take photos of her license plate and say she's never welcome back again because she didn't wear a mask? This is Nazism. This is the Soviet Gulag. This is the East German Stasi. This is the Venezuelan secret communist police in America run amok in your Catholic church. We got to stop these people. So contact the Catholic Church. I mean, I don't even know if it's a good idea that Dennis got me the email of Father Milton Ryan, because you need the email of your Catholic Church wherever you live. You need to email or go in and speak to the person who heads your church. I assume, is it the priest or is there like an executive board above a priest? I don't know. The local archdiocese, wherever the leaders are of the Catholic Church of Dallas. But anyone who's listening to my voice in Connecticut and Las Vegas, call the leadership of your local Catholic churches in Las Vegas or Dallas or Connecticut or San Antonio, wherever you are, and tell them no more money and I'm not going to church ever again until this priest, Father Milton Ryan, is not just punished, but is forced to go back to Rome and take a course in how to treat people, how to treat Americans. He doesn't belong on American soil. That's the most un-American story I've ever heard. Freeze the church, starve the church, don't give him any more money until this guy gets on his knees and begs for forgiveness. But that's not good enough. That doesn't make me happy that he's on his knees begging for forgiveness. You got to get him out of the country. Send him to Rome. Send him to the Vatican. He should not be in charge of a church anywhere in this country ever again. As I pointed out, what priest has ever ratted out a criminal? They've never ratted out a criminal in their church. They've never ratted out rapists and child rapists and pedophiles. They've never ratted out illegal aliens. But a pregnant woman with a one-year-old not wearing a mask, oh, that's a criminal offense. Let's hang her. And how about the fact that the police right away want to touch a woman and carry her out physically, brutally, drag her out of a church for a crime with a baby in the oven and a one-year-old holding your hand for the crime of not wearing a mask in Dallas, where the state of Texas doesn't demand masks anymore? This is crazy. And wait a minute, let me take it another step. You're an illegal alien, right? You're allowed to vote without any voter ID. But they demanded she produce ID, and they took photos of her license plate. When does the church ever send people out to the driveway, the parking lot, around the church, and take photos of the license plates of all the illegal alien cars? Has anyone ever dared do that in history? My God, you'd be called racist. They'd picket the church. That would be the end of the church. If you're listening to my voice in Dallas, picket this church. Major demonstration this Sunday. Major. Don't even let the cars get in. Anybody who goes to this church ever again is crazy. That could have been your wife, your daughter, your mother. Disgusting. Just disgusting. One more time. Let me try and get the email right one more time. Thank you, Dennis, for sending it, and then thank you for correcting because you forgot to put the and in, and I'm reading it fast on the air. You know, it is all spontaneous stuff. I didn't realize the and wasn't in there without the, you know, a, at. Without that at in an email, it doesn't go anywhere, right? M. Ryan for Milton Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at HTCCD, which I assume is Holy Trinity Catholic Church, Dallas, HTCCD.org. But you got to put M. Ryan at HTCCD.org. If you don't give this guy a piece of your mind, and you don't then give his bosses a piece of your mind, and if you don't picket his church, and if you don't boycott his church and never go again, and if you don't stop giving money to his church and all Catholic churches until this guy is forced to beg for forgiveness on his knees on national TV, and the Catholic churches apologize and send him out of the country to Rome. Let him learn some manners. Do they teach manners in the Vatican? Phew. These people are just awful. Let me mention this segment of the show is sponsored by my podcast, the War Raw Podcast. You'll notice I'm always raw, right? Everything I do is I react at that moment to a story. There is no script on this show. I'm just giving you my gut instinct to every story that's out there. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for my War Raw podcast. Check out today's podcast and this week's podcast because I have a daily Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a weekly on weekends. A weekly one on Friday mornings I record. It's out by Friday afternoon. And that one is my weekend edition with my top 10 biggest news stories of the week. This will be number one, this story about the Catholic Church. And you get it anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn. And then, you know, we have a caller. Okay, let's take a caller in. Slavic, who says masks are not good. Slavic, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you? Slavic, are you there? Well, I guess he's not. Thanks a lot, Slavic. Goodbye. We'll take calls. Let's get the number out. 833-WAR-TALK. I was remiss in not giving you the number. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. I'd love all the Catholics out there to call and let me know what you think about this story. I'd love one of you to debate me on it. Let's see how, you know, you think masks are more important than whether someone's a child molesting priest. If you think masks are more important than whether illegal aliens are attending your services. Nobody ever rats them out. I'd love a member of the Catholic Church of Dallas to contact me, of the leadership. Let's see what you think. I'd love a debate on this topic. Just disgusting. I'm just disgusted. And I'm not just a Jew who's commenting on the Catholic Church. I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior. 30 years ago, I prayed to Jesus Christ, just like Catholics pray to Jesus Christ. And this offends me down to my soul. So angry at the way this country treats nice people who work for a living and mothers who raise children. Treat them like dirt. But the people you treat nice are illegal aliens. So sick of it all. This next story sums it up, too. Jen Psaki, White House Press Secretary, defends in-person learning for illegal aliens in San Diego while most schools remain closed in the same county. Can you even imagine what's going on in our country? In Joe Biden's America, illegal aliens come first. But you know what? In the Catholic Church, obviously, illegal aliens come first, too. Americans are second-class citizens. I wonder if they would have ever called the police on an illegal alien without a mask on. Huh? Huh? According to San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond. Oh, by the way, would you have called the police on a minority without a mask on? Any minority? A black person? A Muslim? An illegal alien? From Mexico or Guatemala? An MS-13 gangbagger? Would any priest or man of God or woman of God in any denomination, I don't care if you're in a mosque, Jewish synagogue, Jewish temple, Catholic church, Christian church, would anyone have the guts, the gall, the audacity to call the police on a black person without a mask? I'd love to see that. Did you only do it because she's a white woman and she has white privilege and you can get away with it? Because I don't see you getting away with dragging a black person out of your church, cops dragging them by their shoulders, a pregnant black woman with a one-year-old baby. I can't even imagine asking for ID. I can't imagine asking a Democrat for ID. I can't even imagine it. You're not allowed to. That would be papers. You're asking for papers like Nazi Germany. But, of course, asking for a vaccine passport 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everywhere you go, that's not a problem with Democrats or, I'm sure, with Father Milton Ryan. What a joke. What a travesty. Our nation's become a joke of itself. It's like the onion. Our nation's the onion now. Real life's become the onion. You couldn't have imagined this stuff 10 years ago. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior. Wayne Allyn-Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, my associate producer here is a Catholic, Chris O'Sullivan. Can you tell by that name, O'Sullivan? He's a good Catholic boy. And he just reminded me that if I walk into a confessional and I confess to the priest that I am a mass murderer and I dismember women after I rape them, they're not allowed to tell the police. If I walk in and say I'm a mass rapist, they're not allowed to tell the police. If I walk in and say I've been raping members of your congregation, they're not allowed to tell the police. It's a sin if they tell the police what you said in that confession to them, to the priest. But let you not wear a mask. Oh, and don't forget, when the priests themselves molest the little boys, the Catholic Church never went to the police. They just moved them down the line. They sent them to the next parish to rape some more little boys. But if you don't wear a mask, and you're a pregnant woman, and you're white, by the way, you're just a prime candidate for the police to be called. Keep in mind that her claim is, and again, I believe this woman's telling the truth, her claim is that the usher in the background was screaming, lock her up, lock her up. And then they sent people outside to take pictures of her license plate. This is Nazi Germany meets East Germany and the gulag of the Soviet Union. How disgusting. I mean, we got to do something about this. And, you know, sometimes it is possible we have power. We reverse these things all the time, but only if all of us do something. Florida State University cancels their racist class bashing white women after pushback. A racist anti-white class that was being offered at Florida State University has been canceled after receiving significant pushback. The class was planning to focus on the history of Karen. You know how they call white women Karens because they're scared of black men? On the history of Karen and attack white women. The term Karen has been widely used as a slur against average everyday white women. A flyer for the class, which was to be hosted by Dr. Megan Martinez, featured women of the Ku Klux Klan. It also featured a quote from New York Times columnist Charles Blow. And he's just a total commie. Charles Blow says, the activation of white terror is a white woman's soft power. We like to masculinize, never heard that word in my life, masculinize white supremacy to presume it reeks of testosterone when, in fact, it's just as likely to be spritzed by perfume, whatever the hell that means. Following the Gateway Pundit's report on the class, Preston R. Scott, host of the morning show with Preston Scott, reached out to FSU President John Thrasher with concern. And Scott wrote, Dr. Megan Martinez is being allowed to offer a summer course entitled The History of Karen, Weaponizing White Womanhood. Number one, is this appropriate use of taxpayer dollars for a public university to offer a course with an obvious slant of hate, divisiveness, and bigotry? Number two, who approves such offerings? And number three, would an alternative type of course offering would be allowed if it was blatantly offensive to blacks or any other group? In response, the office wrote to Scott saying the course has been withdrawn and will not be offered. A win for the good guys. That's all it takes, man. Preston R. Scott, host of the morning show, Preston Scott, reached out to the president of Florida State University, and that's it. They canceled the course. That wasn't thousands of calls. One guy. I'm telling you, if my Catholic listeners and everybody else who isn't Catholic, you can get this reversed, and you can make them beg for forgiveness and get this Milton Ryan fired. Father Milton Ryan needs to be fired, kicked out of that church, embarrassed, emasculated, humiliated, sent back to Rome to learn some manners and how you treat Catholic parishioners, how you treat your own people with decency. Sure, he's the most liberal putz the world's ever known. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Asset Strategies, otherwise known as ASI, because I'm a big gold fan. Always have been, gold and silver. I always say the answer to all the problems in life, God, guns, gold, and tax cuts. Make sure I can carry my gun and you will be safe wherever you go. Have gold, and that is insurance. You will be safe financially wherever you go. God, always believe in God, and that will keep you safe. And tax cuts, oh gosh, let me keep my own money. I know what to do with it versus government. So I'm a big fan of God, guns, gold, and tax cuts. I wrote a book with that subtitle. And I believe in the golden rule. He with the gold rules. And gold is down for the year, and that's great news because we want to buy low and sell high. What a great time to buy gold. Gold won't be down for long with the insane spending of the Biden administration, the insane border, open border policies, letting in millions of people, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions over the coming years, all of whom will be a burden on America. So gold's going to go through the roof. It's going to protect you. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a 1 ounce gold maple, keep the music low, a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you. Go to assetstrategies.com and get that gold maple leaf coin for half the premium of every other gold dealer. AssetStrategies.com, 800-831-0007. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, hope you enjoyed today's show. My abbreviated show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Lee Elsie opens up for me. Thank you, Lee. And then I do hours 2 and 3. I'll be back tomorrow with a 3-hour show. Lots going on in my life. I'll start to share things with you soon. But go to my website for all the announcements. RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. Big things coming. Wayne Allyn Root, see you tomorrow.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.